Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day four of my healthy fried recipes is my baked potato lollipop croquette. And I promise, this sounds like a lot of fancy things, but it's so easy when we're cooking Untamed. A special thanks to my sponsor for this segment, Victor M. Perez, attorney at law, 1304 West Center Avenue, Visalia, California, 93291. And give my buddy Victor a call for any of your personal and special needs that involve a really great attorney. That's 625-2626. Tell him Chef Albert said hi. So our next recipe is my baked potato lollipop croquette. What we're going to need, it's very simple, are four red potatoes that we're going to whip. So what a whipped potato is to me is what most people consider like a mashed potato. Now, you always got to make sure your mashed potato's got a nice, good seasoning, good flavor to it. And all we're going to do is we're just going to hit it with a couple of little things, and it's going to make it really spark. What we're going to do next is add 2 tablespoons of sour cream. So what I like to do is put this in a bowl. And it's funny when I tell you guys these recipes because I have my eyes closed because I'm just seeing all of it happening. And I know exactly how it's going to turn out. So it's very important that you understand that when we tell these recipes over the air, people can actually do this at home. It is not hard. I promise you guys. So what we're going to do, like I said, is we're going to get our mashed potatoes. We're going to put them into a bowl, 2 tablespoons of sour cream, 3 ounces of cheddar cheese. Now, it could be the sharp cheddar. It doesn't matter. I think for this recipe, the mild cheddar is a little bit better only because we want to have a good cheddar flavor, but we don't want it to be super overpowering. That's the only thing we're tasting here. 1 green onion that we're going to dice small, and we're going to put some salt and pepper to taste. If you want to, you can put fresh bacon bits. That's totally up to you. I highly recommend fresh, which would mean you just render out your bacon on a saute pan, let it just sit, let the oil come all the way out of your bacon, the fat render all the way out, and then just cut that nice and small. Or you can put them in their whole, whatever works. That's what I love about the concept of Untamed cooking. You are the chef. You are in charge. And all I'm doing you is giving you the blueprints for this master plan. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and we're going to put that inside of our recipe, our bacon, if we want to. Or you can put it on the top. So once we go ahead and get these little mashed potato croquette balls formed, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to let those sit in the refrigerator for probably about 1 to 2 hours. And then we're going to bring them out. We're going to roll them in some panko breadcrumbs. We're going to put a skewer on the bottom. We're going to put them in a fryer of 400 degrees. And we're going to let these bad boys cook probably for about 2 minutes. And if they're at 400 degrees, they won't fall apart. And if they're cold enough, they won't fall apart. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.